You may be seated if you can. I'll just stand there a little while. Actually, that song it talks about, in the end, the prayer, "Rest Your Glory Here." Well, I could entitle this message, "The Place Where God Rests His Glory." Instead, I'll just give it the way I did, which was, that the world might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the corporate testimony of our love. You are important to God. You are a temple. That is, He dwells in you. And the scriptures say you're a temple, you're a tent. But you're not the temple. You as a temple are important to God, because He lives in you and you belong to Him, your new creation. But there's always been a place where God was. In the beginning, it was in the Garden of Eden. It was a giant temple where the presence of God was always found and could be seen in the experience, where communion was available to everybody who was living. There were two people, small church, two or three, just two. Third person was the devil, unfortunately. He showed up one Sunday. But it was a place. It was the temple. Even back then, it was a picture of the glory temple in heaven. But then as the years went by and man found out that making himself the temple wasn't the answer, and he lived by his own conscience, which is always an admixture of so many things we've learned, he found out that as a human being on my own, doing my thing, my way, as I see it, as I plan it, as I want it, as I just believe it should be done, wasn't going to ever invite God's presence. He went from the Garden of Eden to a tabernacle, a tent. He showed Moses how to put this thing together, and he said, "You follow my plans and my copy." He met with them in the tent, the tabernacle. Then he went one step further. He had Solomon build a permanent temple, a local spot where God now met with man. This is the temple. If you wanted to meet with God, you went to the temple in Jerusalem. And this is why Jerusalem was so important. It housed the temple. The tabernacle before moved all over the place. You could change territory. Today we're praying for this place where the tabernacle is, tomorrow for that place where the tabernacle has been moved. But now the temple is located in one spot. Now pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for the tabernacle, the temple, excuse me. Well, he's gone one step further. He met with them in the Garden of Eden, and that was a temple experience. He met with them in the tabernacle that moved. That was another temple experience, a presence. Then he met with them in the temple in Jerusalem, and that was a temple experience. And today Jesus said, "I'm going to build mine." The second Adam, or the last Adam, built his own, and it's called the church, the assembly. And the unique thing about assembly is that it isn't one unless it has. Ekklesia, ekkaleo, called out to assemble someplace. It has to be somewhere. That's why it can't be invisible. That's why it can't be universal. Because it can't be. It is a called out of society, assembled people that God says, "I'm going to turn into my temple. And that I will bring people who will be living stones." Living was God dwells in them. "And I will form them into a temple for my presence." And you go there and you will meet with God. And that brings me full circle to the place of "Rest Thy Glory Here." Well, we got to know what the glory is. You see, the devil's corrupted the concept. Yes. We're looking for a cloud to fill the place. We're looking for a dove to descend on heaven. We're looking for cloves of fire. What is the glory of God? Well, let's answer a few questions. Let's back up big to the red light and wade it through. And this is one of those five-stop intersections where everyone's coming from every direction. Everyone has a light, and each one of them are 3.5 minutes, and will the thing ever move on? Yeah.